school, we started out, kind of fizzled out a little bit. The lady ended up getting a different job. We had started kind of at the end of a school year, and the backpacks were going out sometimes, and others. At the other school, it immediately took off. Now, one of the reasons for that is they have a dedicated family services person. And this is in, we come from an area where the average of kids on elementary schoolers on free and reduced lunch is 60% in our school district, but it's 90 to 95% at a couple of our schools. So these are schools where all the kids are in need, almost all the kids are in need. And so the second school that we started out had a dedicated family services person, and all they do is family services. So this actually kind of fell into her job description. And so immediately we had 100 kids on a backpack program out of this school. And we've kind of opened it up to say, what works for your school? Do you want to send it home to siblings? Because it stands to reason that if kids at your school are hungry, their older or younger siblings are probably hungry too. But if you don't have, if you can't do that, we'll just send it to the kids at your school. And so we're right now in 6 elementary schools and 1 high school. The elementary schools, they all do it a different way. Well, not all, but a lot of them. It's not exactly the same at any one. Some of them send food home for siblings. Some of them just simply can't do it, and all they can do is send food home for the kids that are at that school. And that's fine, because it requires people at the school doing what they can do, as much as they can do, in order for the program to be successful. We let the schools identify the kids that they think are at risk of hunger for the weekend, and this can be maybe it's, you know, kids that are ravenous at breakfast, at school breakfast on Monday morning. Maybe it's kids that don't concentrate well or having behavior problems. And, you know, maybe they can tell it's more at the beginning of the week. Maybe it's kids they just know are hungry. And so we let it's identified by the schools. We bring backpacks with food in it to them on, depending on the school, some are on Thursdays, some are on Fridays. And the kids take the backpacks home. Some of the schools, again, we're putting one child or two child or three child. We have, you know, single, double, triple. So we put triple the food in a backpack that's going home to feed some siblings. And some of the schools just have the kids only are picking up food for themselves, and probably they're sharing with their siblings, we suspect. Or, you know, there's enough food that they might be sharing with their parents, too. We had done some surveys at the beginning and asked the families who are getting backpack food, you know, how it's helpful, if they would like to get beans or rice or peanut butter or some larger items in there. And generally they said, no, you know, we can give our kids, you know, we have enough rice, we have enough beans, we can come up with some meals on the weekend, but we'd have no snack foods. We don't have anything that's just for kids. And you know, they can do a couple meals, but generally we've just kept it to the single serving items. And so what we put in, we make up bags ahead of time that are going to go in those backpacks, and we make up one bag for Saturday and one bag for Sunday for each child. And so what we would put in the bags is we do a little breakfast, so that would be like a juice box or a shelf-stable milk, just a small one. We try to get people to do 100% juice box. We'd rather not give the, Capri Sun does have 100% juice, but they also have the sugar water thing, and we try not to do that when we ask for donations. We do specify 100% juice. An oatmeal packet or a little cereal box, or maybe a breakfast bar. We do a fruit cup, like applesauce or mixed fruit. For lunch, we do more juice or milk, and a little main meal like a cup of soup or tuna and crackers or Easy Mac, something that's easy to put together. And then we'll do like a cracker or a chip or something like that. For dinner, we do same thing, another drink, a little main meal again, another fruit, and then we'll do like a dessert, like a cookie or something like that. And then we put 2 or 3 snacks in. So we put some granola bars. We always have granola bars. We might do beef jerky or nuts or fruit snacks, you know, the not 100% fruit snacks that people sometimes give us. So something like that. We substitute as needed depending on what donations we get. And so we put, that's one day's worth of food. We put that in a little bag. We put 2 bags into the backpack, and we take the backpacks to the schools, and they distribute the backpacks. So that's generally how the program works. It was interesting when we first, when we surveyed the kids to find out what they liked about the backpack program, or how the backpack program helped them. We had one mom, we surveyed parents and kids, one mom that said, you know, I'm a single mom and I have cancer, and there's times that I just don't have enough energy to feed my five-year-old. And so this is something that she can do herself. And so that was great. You know, it wasn't specifically what we had in mind, but you never really know how the how these programs are going to help. We had one boy who said, I love the backpack program because I don't get in trouble as much anymore. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good. And then it went on to say, because sometimes I come home from school and I eat bologna out of the refrigerator, and then I find out that that's what we were supposed to have for dinner, and so I'm in trouble. And so that tells me two things, is that family has no snacks for their kids. And the second thing is they're eating bologna for dinner. Mm-hmm. So so I think maybe some of our families just save the food that we put in and they'll have it for snacks for their kids on the weekdays. It doesn't matter. It's going, you know, it's however the family is going to use it. We just know we're putting more food in for the family. You know, we've talked about putting in other food items, but we have a food bank, and we would like those families. We don't want to just feed the families. You know, our goal is to make sure kids aren't going without food for the weekend, but we really would like those families to come into our food bank where they can get meat and dairy and produce, lots of non-perishable things. They can, you know, good things for the whole family. And so we've just decided to keep it with those kid-friendly, single-serving items in the backpacks. People were worried at first, you know, will there be some kind of stigma that kids are taking home backpacks? And, you know, actually, well, in schools where it's 90% free and reduced lunch, everybody has a backpack that's been donated to them, and half the kids are taking home food. So actually it's kind of cool. There seems to be no stigma in elementary school at all. I don't know if that would be more in high school. We're working with one high school, and they just do work with the homeless kids in the high school, and so it's a little different type of thing. But we haven't seen any stigma at all. We've just some schools we do all the same kind of backpacks. Other schools have asked that that we do a variety of different kind of backpacks, and we do have a good source for backpacks where you get backpacks for about $5 a piece. Yeah, we've gotten a lot donated. That's when people find out you're doing a backpack program, they'll do food drives for what kind of foods you need. You know, kids helping kids. You might get the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts or a church Sunday school that'll do food drives because they like to do that for kids. The food we put in the backpack probably costs between $5 and $7. As a food bank, we get a lot of that donated to us. We still do purchase, but we usually tell folks if they want to support one child for a weekend, that's what a $5 donation would do. And so there's a lot of folks that will donate to our backpack program also.
Our program is very similar in a lot of ways, largely because I was sitting about this close to Chris at a Washington Food Coalition conference back in 2008, and we were talking about different ways of bringing food out to people rather than the traditional people coming to the food bank. And I was there to talk about our mobile food bank, and Chris was there talking about the backpack project. And one of the things we learned on the mobile food bank, we go to a neighborhood in Lakewood every Saturday and bring the food that they would get if they could come to our food bank. And it was started because the largest food bank in Lakewood had closed suddenly. The space they had from a church was needed for other purposes. And so they were just trying to decide whether or not to have another brick-and-mortar food bank or to try some other approach. And we stepped in. I was invited to the meeting. And I said, you know, in a Mickey Rooney moment, for those of you old enough to know who Mickey Rooney is, I said, well, we have a truck and we have food. We can make a mobile food bank. And if we'd waited to do it till we knew how to do it, we still wouldn't be doing it. And so we started doing the mobile food bank. But one of the things we learned, that was on Saturdays. We'd go on Saturdays and deliver. People would get usually 3 days' worth of food for their family. One of the things we heard back from a volunteer who came out and helped with the program is she knew a teacher at the local elementary school where most of the kids in that neighborhood went to. And she said, I noticed an immediate difference when you guys started the mobile food bank. And the difference was her students didn't come to school hungry on Monday morning, which is kind of the same thing that Chris had heard. So when I was at this meeting and heard that Chris was doing the backpack program, I'm like, we can do that. So two things happened. One, I came back and we started the backpack program, and two, my staff told me I couldn't go to any more meetings. I kept coming back with new ideas for projects. So But what I did, very similar, our main food bank is located in the Hilltop neighborhood of Tacoma, which isn't the Hilltop I moved into 24 years ago, but still has some very high-need schools. And I just went up to McCarver Elementary, which is the closest elementary school to me, and cold called the principal and said, you know, we'd like to send food home with about 50 kids. I figured we could afford 50 kids a day, 50 kids a week for the beginning. I wanted to start small enough that I knew we could afford to do it for the rest of that school year. So this is in October. I said, we'll start in January when the school year starts. He's like, come talk to the counselor. The counselor is great. And the model that we've learned to work with in Tacoma is that we work with the counselor. Again, you have to have somebody who's invested in the program. And because of privacy rules and all sorts of rules, we don't need to know. Like, for instance, one of the schools we send backpacks home is a school where my daughter goes to. So it's like there's all the, you know, you don't need to know who's getting all the different services and things. So we never know who's getting the school, getting the food at the school. We leave that up to the school. What we tell the school is, this is how many kids we can serve. And there's a question I never ask at any school we go to. I never ask, how many kids would you like us to serve? I tell them how many kids we can afford to serve. Because I don't want to know the answer to that first question, because it's going to be bigger than what we can do. We started in January of 08, serving 50 kids at one school. Right now we're at 419 kids at 14 schools every Friday, which we've been able to do because there's tremendous community support. One of the nice things about this program, let's be frankly, nobody blames kids for being hungry. They might blame their parents, so maybe sometimes it's hard to get money for a food bank. It's not hard to get money to do a program for kids, because the kids are, you know, kids who are hungry aren't going to be able to learn. People can understand that relationship. And so we've been able to get really good support from people to do this. And we go out to a number of different schools. I mean, again, at that first school where we're serving 50 kids, the counselor just went to the first 50 kids she knew were living in shelters or transitional housing. At that school now, we're serving 80 kids. But at most schools, we serve about 25. We tell them, and we leave it up to them to say which kids you're going to serve. And again, we kind of do it depending on the school. Some of the schools, we still call it a backpack program, but some of the schools, we don't use a backpack anymore. We just deliver the food in the plastic bags, and they put it in the kid's backpack that they already have. It saves us a trip back the next week to get the backpacks, because we rely on volunteers to drive the food to the schools and then pick up the backpacks from the few schools we do it. A couple of the schools keep the backpacks in the counselor's office over the course of the week. So you kind of really have to work with each school on what works for them. A couple of things we've learned along the way. We started with elementary schools. I have a 15 and 17-year-old. Kids don't stop being hungry when they get to middle school. So we're at the middle school in the Hilltop neighborhood now, and we're at three high schools, two of the alternative high schools in town, and then Mount Tahoma High School. So we kind of go across the age range. We focus, again, on sending pretty similar food, individual things that kids can prepare if they want to. A couple things we learned. We used to send home the individual little applesauces that you get at Costco. But when you pack the big bags of food and put them in things to wait and then they compress, you get apple soup inside your bag. And so we started thinking, what are there different ways we can do this packaging? And we realized with our buying power, we can buy apples for less than it costs us to buy the individual servings of applesauce. We can also buy fresh vegetables. So we send home apples, carrots, and potatoes, fresh potatoes, every week in every food bag. And sometimes it's broccoli, sometimes it's almost always apples, sometimes oranges. Did bananas once, that didn't work really well. So you got to go with what'll travel well. But we send home fresh fruits and vegetables because part of the goal is to have it be nutritious, have kids get used to eating healthier food, and if they get used to eating it at a younger age. The other thing, where the potatoes came from is I had a staff member, a Jesuit volunteer, who really mild-mannered, nice young woman from Indiana, until you mention the word ramen around her, and then she becomes vehement. She does not like ramen. And we were sending ramen home. It's easy to make. Kids like it. My 8-year-old daughter loves ramen. You know, I only eat it when I backpack. But it's not necessarily the healthiest thing you could provide somebody if they have any issues with sodium. And so that's where we started doing the potatoes. And actually, the first week we did potatoes, we did a little gleaning project, too, and we had someone from Sumner call. So they had a bunch of potatoes in their community garden that they weren't going to be able to get out, and so one of our staff went and dug up 600 pounds of potatoes on Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday, we sent them home with kids. And we send a little thing that says, this is how you bake a potato. We do that at all the schools except the middle school, because apparently elementary school kids and high school kids will eat potatoes. Middle school kids see potatoes and the brick walls of their school as a physics project. And so some of them were taking the and tossing them and seeing how much they can make them explode. Middle school kids get ramen. That's just how it is with us. another question that we get asked a lot is, what about food allergies? And we surveyed folks at times. I grew up an upper middle class white kid. I think in a lot of ways people aren't aware of food allergies unless they have enough disposable income to realize there are food options. So for a lot of our families, that never comes up. But what does come up is we have a lot of Muslim families. And so we avoid anything that has any pork products in it, which means any of the fruit things that we do have to be 100% fruit, because otherwise they usually use lard, which is a pork. So we use fruit leathers. It's a little more expensive, but and then any of the individual dinners and things we do in all pork, because that way they don't have to decide, is this a Muslim child, is this not a Muslim? So it's just, we make it easier that way. But we haven't had anybody have any issues around milk when we send home shelf-stable milk or nuts or anything like that.
Yeah, we haven't either. No, we have never had a complaint with allergies.
Right.
And one thing, he mentioned the fruit leathers. We do apples and oranges, and we do fruit leathers too. And one of the reasons we do Easy Mac, there's a couple reasons. Some of those are a little more expensive, but they're small and they're light.
Right.
Because those backpacks, I'll tell you, if there's three kids worth of food in a backpack, and it's a five-year-old carrying that home, I know they're dragging that mm-hmm. backpack home, but that's okay. But sometimes they're light or they're small, and we can fit it into the backpack where we can't fit in, you know, like cup of noodles is like this big.
Yeah,
those don't work very well. Easy Mac is like this big. Yeah. Or we've had Food Lifeline has given us lots of canned salmon this year, and we got some really small cans with a pop top. Mm-hmm. And so I've been putting canned salmon. I hope the kids like it. Been putting it in the in the backpacks. No complaints. It's kind of interesting. We've only had one issue with backpacks, and that was with one school that, frankly, we send about 300 backpacks home through that school. And a lot of them are in our double or triple backpacks. So let's say there's 150 backpacks that go out. And a few of the buses, almost every kid had a backpack. And the bus drivers complained. And we never thought we would get a complaint from the bus drivers, right? That's the last thing. And I knew that that our backpack program wasn't going to be shut down, because I knew people in the upper part of the district in charge of publicity and stuff. And you know, what kind of publicity would that be, that a backpack for hungry children, a program for hungry children was cut down because the bus drivers didn't want to carry the backpacks. So, but we met with the bus drivers, and we compromised at one school where there's a lot of backpacks that they go home on Thursday and Friday. They split it up. It doesn't all go home the same day. I learned that kids with big instruments don't get to take their instruments home on the bus. I don't know how those trombone players get to practice, but the backpacks were an issue. If trombones are an issue, backpacks are an issue too. So, you know, something weird might come up like that, but if you're going to do a backpack program and you think it's going to be big, shoot, talk to the bus drivers before you get going. Just let the bus drivers know what an important thing they're doing. There is a bus supervisor. Make sure, they know that you're going to do this great thing and that they're an integral part of kids getting food for the weekend. And get them to buy into it before they complain about it.
In the end, it was the not knowing that was the issue.
Yeah, we didn't ask them first. I think that was the problem.
That was the biggest
thing. So, yeah, you got to think how the whole thing's going to work, and then think about the bus drivers.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah? I make notes as you were speaking about what's included for breakfast and lunch. What about dinner?
So we do the same kind of thing for.